Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Ethereal sounds, sacred music, voices of heaven itself. When Pope Gregory commissioned his famous chants centuries ago, the idea was to create a music free of the body. And among the voices treasured above all in sacred music, the pure boy soprano, or treble. The struggle of the Catholic Church to free itself from the earthly body continues in our day. Innocence lost, young men vulnerable and wounded, a crisis at the Vatican, bitterness among the faithful, scandal strikes at the roots of the Catholic Church, and the Pope himself. The Vatican reels, the world watches. I'm The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, March 26th. The Vatican begins to react strongly to the latest allegations of child sexual abuse. Good morning to Lynn Scherr and for Celeste Headlee.
Morning, John. Good morning to you all. Let's get a check on the morning's top news now. The overhaul of health care is complete. Last night, both chambers of Congress passed the reconciliation package and sent it to President Obama. He's expected to sign it next week. Speaking in Iowa yesterday, the president had this warning for Republicans.
Now that we passed it, they're already promising to repeal it. They're actually going to run on a platform of repeal in November. You've been hearing that. And my attitude is, go for it.
Tough talk. Up next for the president, helping financially troubled homeowners. The White House will announce a plan today that would allow many people who owe more in their mortgages than their properties are worth to get new loans backed by the government.
As we mentioned, new information this morning about the Pope and the growing child sex abuse scandal. Our partner, The New York Times, reports that Pope Benedict, or Cardinal Ratzinger, as he was known, was told that a German priest whom he sent to therapy for pedophilia would return to pastoral work. But the same priest was later convicted of molesting boys in another parish. Pope Benedict faces a similar accusation in Milwaukee in the case of a pedophile priest who's accused of molesting 200 boys at a school for the deaf. The Vatican has strong reaction this morning, and we go now to Duncan Kennedy, BBC correspondent in Rome. Duncan Kennedy, I gather the reaction to these latest allegations is much different from the apologetic tone we heard a few weeks back in those Irish cases, correct?
Yes, very much coming out in support of Pope Benedict, especially amongst the cardinals and the Vatican's official newspaper, really saying this is a conspiracy against the Catholic Church, and in a sense got up by the media, and that Pope Benedict has no case to answer. Even the Archbishop of Westminster in England, who heads the Catholic Church there in England and Wales, has come out in support of Pope Benedict, again saying that Pope Benedict has, if anything, tried to stop abuse wherever he can. So support on all fronts, in a sense going on the defensive because they have nowhere else to go, but certainly vocal support for the Pope, with the central message being that there's been no cover-up, he hasn't involved in anything untoward, and really these are all accusations got up by the media. Of course, that's not how the media see it, and certainly not how some abuse victims see it, including those here in Italy.
Well, we'll talk to the voices of some of those abuse victims and explore this further in just a moment. Duncan Kennedy, BBC correspondent in Rome, thanks so much. Let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are down. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 10,841. The S&P opens at 1,165. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,397. All a positive reaction to a European plan to help out the Greek economy. Coming up later in the show, we talk with writer and director of the new movie Greenberg, Noah Baumbach joins. You actually have a conversation with Noah Baumbach.
I did. Fascinating
conversation.
Sounds great.
We've been following new research that shows half of babies born today, did you know this, would live to be 100 years old. Hey, if you knew you were going to live to be 100 years old, how would you live your life differently? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Coming up, the scandal facing the Catholic Church and the Vatican's response.